roundtable mode at this point. And N6TDG, Jeffrey, you're the leadoff person tonight. You'll be passing it on to Kilo Oscar 6 Golf India Tango. That's Ken up in Brownsville. Ken, from you, it'll go to K6HFP. And John, from you, it'll go to Kilo Bravo 9, Mike Yankee Foxtrot. That's Jeff. And Jeff, you'll be passing it to Kilo Oscar 6 Bravo Golf Yankee. That's Paul in Calusa. So, Jeffrey, it's your nickel, N6TDG, and the net, W7X Ray Zulu.
Well, thank you, Jim. And I managed to get my shack back together here and some of my radios connected. So tonight I'm talking off the FT-991A, and I'll do 10 meters tonight on that also. My project of erecting my 18-meter-tall DX Commander, that's a mother. That's taken a little bit. I drove a fence post into the ground and put in a crank so I can hopefully raise it and lower it with a little ease, because it takes usually takes about two people to set it up, but there's only just me. I'll pass it off to Ken out there in Brownsville, KO6GIT. This is November 6, Tango Delta Golf.
WE6AXM repeater.
Well, thank you, Jeff. This is Kilo Oscar 6 Golf India Tango, Ken in Brownsville, where I'm sorry I haven't been on the Zoom for the last couple weeks, and I wasn't on the net last week. I've had a house guest here, and she's not here right now, so I haven't had a chance to do a lot of radio. I get still on the morning and do my weather net, but other than that, there hasn't been a whole lot of other radio stuff, other than the fact that I had ordered the ARRL handbook. And my goodness, that's a huge tome, and I have now every source of information on radios I think I can have. They gave me free a propagation book, so in my spare time, if I'm sitting alone, I can still read. But that's my interest with radio. For that, I'm going to pass it on to John Kilo, K6HFP.
KO6GIT and the net, this is K6HFP. Thanks, Kent. Well, for me, it started off this week, had a good Veterans Day parade on Tuesday, went off pretty smooth, and had a good turnout for coverage for comms there. As far as any other radio stuff goes, didn't really get too much done. Don't have my 10-meter gear up tonight, so I won't be on 10, unfortunately. But we got, on the Wednesday storm, we got about 2.4 inches, expecting a little more up here on the hill, but didn't really get as much as what we expected, but still quite a bit. This last storm, for the last day or two, haven't really gotten too much, got about an inch or so. But getting windy again tonight, so temperature's dropping, the wind's coming up. Good to see everybody that showed up on Zoom, even though it was a small group. It's always good to see everybody that shows up. And other than that, I guess I'll leave it at that. Hope everybody has a good week coming up here. And I'll throw it over, see what Jeff's up to. KB9MYF, and the net, this is K6HFP.
Well, today I've been messing around with radios. This radio, this is a UC2900, often would shut down when I key it up in the car. So I took it out of the car, put it in here in the base station, and works fine. And so I'll put the
Thank you. Kilo Oscar 6, Bravo Golf Yankee, Paul in Calusa. Had a QSO last night with KK6VZD for a little bit while he was out traveling around. Other than that, did talk to a couple other people, various other locations. But anyway, not much else going on. Outside enjoying the weather for a moment. We'll pass it back to net control, KO6VZY.
KO6BGY on the net, W7XZ. Okay, Paul, and let's see, do we have any additional check-ins to the net? This is W7X-ray Zulu. Nothing heard. Anyway, for the past week and all that, played net control there for our communications assist with John's help for the Veterans Day parade back on Tuesday, and things went quite well. We had enough, more than enough operators as such to cover the parade route, and the parade went off without a hitch. The weather was quite nice for it. And anyway, we had no complications arise along the way. And the club will be doing a comm assist come Mother's Day weekend next year in May for the Feather Fiesta Days parade in Oroville, which is somewhat bigger than, quite a bit bigger than the parade we just had last week. But anyway, for more or less the rest of the week, Friday I got a ride to Chico, thanks to my daughter, to make two pre-op appointments. One with my urologist and one with one section of Enlow Hospital that checked my vital signs and all that. I'm scheduled this Friday to have a procedure done to break up and hopefully remove some bladder stones. I do have a large one or two in the bladder that's giving me some problems and has for the past year. Anyway, I'm scheduled for a surgical procedure Friday at Enlow to get it taken care of. How the recovery times on it, on this go, it's kind of hard to say. I was made aware of the worst case scenarios and everything, and I hope they won't be quite that bad. Anyway, I told St. Paul's Episcopal Church, where I've been doing videos of the Sunday services, that I'm, well, let's see, in terms of the sports channels, I'm doubtful for getting to church next Sunday. And I'll say here tonight that I'm questionable as far as the 2-meter net this coming Sunday evening, or the Zoom session I've been putting on. Anyway, we'll see. I'll probably know better come this Saturday how things are going to go. Amateur radio-wise, I managed a new DXCC entity to add to my credits. There's a Russian expedition in the African country of Burundi, and I guess they're there for another few days or so. I managed to work them on three of the HF bands. So, when the confirmation will show up in Logbook of the World is kind of hard to say. few days ago, we had a major geomagnetic storm. We also had a proton event along with it, what's called a polar cap absorption. And what it generally does is really take out the path to Europe on HF radio, as well as the Mideast and Central Asia. And Aurora really can mess up communications between our end of this continent and Europe. And, well, the path to Europe from here is through the auroral zone anyway, so when the aurora does kick up, it generally tends to mess up the path. Anyway, so much for that. And I'll put out another call here. Do we have any additional check-ins to the net? This is W7X-Ray Zulu. And nothing heard. I'll run it back up the line here. Does any station have any additional comments for the net? This is W7XZ.
Kilo Oscar 6, Golf India Tango.
KO6GIT, go ahead, Ken.
First of all, the rainfall last week I got here in Brownsville from the Wednesday-Thursday storm was 3.34. I only got today 0.58. I knew about the coronal mass ejection because I was listening. I wasn't trying to transmit, but I was listening on HF to a station just in Arizona, and it faded away, and I said, there's got to be some vent, and I went online, and I said, okay, everyone started to chatter about that this has happened. It was a pretty big one. Greg?
W-E-6-A-X-N, repeater.
The last thing, guys, I'm glad that your the Veterans Parade went off without a hitch. My family has been very military. And my grandfather died in Germany during World War II. And I appreciate all your service. I have always been worried myself about a trailer I'm towing going off the hitch. KO6GIT.
KO6GIT in the net, W7XZ. Okay, Paul, thank you for that. And over the years, I've had occasion, the lower frequency bands get most affected by the blackouts. They generally black out from the low frequencies on up, and the effects of a flare of the X-class or M-class, the effects usually subside from the high frequencies on down 10 meters and then 15 and so on. And I've had occasion over the years to perhaps be in a round table with a group on 75 meters in the late afternoon, and I can recall a number of situations where everybody just disappeared from the frequency, and it was fairly sizable solar flare that did it, and these were X-class, somewhere around X5. We had a pretty active sunspot there on the sun for a few days.
KO6GIT.
Go ahead, Ken.
I will assume that many people, if not all of us, know about the 1859 Carrington event.
Well, some do, some don't. We're fortunate that we haven't had anything of that proportion. The one back there in 1859 set telegraph offices on fire. As far as the solar activity for and the space weather as such, we keep an eye on it. The satellite people keep an eye on it because the flares can do some bad things to their satellites in orbit. And the electric companies, the power grid people, keep a good eye on it too, because Husky CME, like that Carrington event, could really be disastrous in this day and age.
Yes, but because if it's only just 160, 70 years ago, it could happen any day ever again. And yes, I know all the stories about that event, and this could occur, and I know all the damage that can occur. There was a power grid in, I think, 1974 that overloaded in New York and had a blackout because of the event that had charged the ionosphere. But, yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon, and it could damage things. The cosmonauts on the International Space Station, before the proton burst reached the station, they were asked to go back into their capsule, which is a bit more shield on their side of the station, to anticipate the radiation burst, KO6-GIT.
Oh, yes, and well, that's the thing. The power grid has a magnetic field all its own, and if it and the magnetosphere excited a bit by a CMA rub each other the wrong way, yeah, interesting things can happen, such as a real disruption of the grid. And anyway, thank you for the input on that, Ken. And does any other station have any additional comments for the net? This is W7X-ray Zulu. Well, nothing heard. I'll make this the last call for any late check-ins or any unfinished business before we close the net. W7X-ray Zulu. N6TDG, Jeffrey, do you have 10 meters set up tonight?
I most certainly do, Jim.
Well, I'm set up too, so I'll give you a call up on 28450 once we adjourn the net here.
We'll go.
Very good. And anyway, I'll make this last call for any late check-ins or any unfinished business before we close the net. Nothing heard. Sounds like we got it done. Thanks to all who checked in tonight. This net will possibly convene this coming Sunday evening at 8 o'clock local time. And if not, happy Thanksgiving to all on the frequency or within the sound of the repeater here. This is... Also, thank you, Dave, WD6AXM, for the use of your fine machine on South Butte. This is W7X-ray Zulu signing the 2-meter portion of the Oroville Amateur Radio Society Sunday Night Net Clear and going QSY to 28.450 megahertz upper sideband. Good evening to all.
Jim, I hope everything goes well with your doctor's appointments, KO6-GIT.
Thank you, Ken.